Chapter 18. Nance lay in the small hospital bed, her heart pounding so hard that it seemed like everyone in the retirement center could hear it. She wiped her sweaty palms on the sheets and tried to feign sleep. Despite her high level of anxiety, the background noise in the critical care center lulled her senses. She'd lain there for hours and was starting to feel sleepy despite her fears. Struggling to stay awake, she congratulated herself on being wily enough to tuck the sleeping pill the nurse's aide had given her under her tongue so she could spit it out after she left. She wasn't sure if she'd drifted off, but her body was relaxed on the bed when she heard someone tiptoe softly into the room. Immediately, she went into high alert, every nerve tingling while she tried to remain perfectly still under the sheets. "Mona?" The voice was just above a whisper. She didn't move or answer. She heard the sound of soft-soled shoes creeping closer to the bed. "Are you awake?" The voice was right next to her ear, and it was all Nance could do not to jump at the sound. Nance's heart jerked in her chest as she felt a pillow slide out from under her head, then felt it slowly pressed over her face, lightly at first, then with increasing pressure, until she couldn't suck in any more air. Her mind whirled in panic. Someone was supposed to be here to help her. She couldn't stop her body from struggling as it tried in vain to pull in oxygen. The edges of her consciousness started to go gray. She felt her stomach drop as she started to submit to the darkness. Something had gone terribly wrong.
"Hold it right there."
Nance's heart leaped with relief as she heard Jack's voice loud and clear. The pressure on the pillow eased up, and she sucked in a lungful of air. Lexi rushed to her side and grabbed her hand. She looked up in time to see Jack shoot her a look of concern as he took out his handcuffs. "Nance, are you all right?" Lexi cried. Sucking in another breath, she found her voice.
"Of course I'm all right. No thanks to you people. What the hell took you so long?"